Krishna Bhattu, here G. Goswami has told that Sukadeva Goswami mainly he has written Krishna Bhattu, especially to denote that they were, Krishna was husband of all gopis and they were wives of Krishna. And everywhere he has tried to write like this, that gopis were not wife of any other gopi, only the wife of Krishna. But by Yogamaya, it appears that their Krishna is not husband of all gopis. But Sukadeva Goswami is telling that Krishna Bhattu, that they were the wives of Krishna. He has quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam and all other epics that they were always Krishna Shakti, Ladini Shakti. So they may not be in any case wife of any other woman. And he has tried to prove. And he has given example of so many slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. But Vishwanatha Bharti Thakur has told that here Krishna Dagdho is not wife of Krishna. If it is the meaning Krishna Dagdho, then anyhow, in any case, they will not be more qualified than queens of Dwarka. So here Vadhu means three meanings he has given. Jaya, Istri, Putra Vadhu. Sasnu Vadhu means. Putra Vadhu means wife of son. Son's wife. It also called Vadhu. Putra Vadhu. Son's wife. And Vadhu means Jaya, who gives children by any husband, then it is Jaya, then it is wife. And also general istri word.
For women.
Not only for wives. He has told Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he has explained this by so many words. Pati sutanmaya bhartya bandhina. Pati bilanghate. Leaving all their husbands, gopis went to Krishna. So here, if we take this meaning, then all goes in vain. Srimad Bhagavatam becomes ruined. Not only here, everywhere it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, far, far here. It is not only in sadhak bhav or in this world's Vrindavan. This Vrindavan is called
Drishyaman Prakash.
Drishyaman Prakash, Prakat Prakash, go. Our Prakat Prakash is in Golok Vrindavan. He is telling that there only wife of Krishna. In this lila, it seems that they are wives of all other gopis, but really it is the action of Maya, Yoga Maya, that it seems, but actually they are not. But Vishwanatha Jagati Thakur is telling that here and there both, their Parthiya Bhav. Here, Sukadeva Goswami has told in so many ways, in so many words. He has quoted, I am not remembering all the words, but he has shown, especially in Ujjwal Nilmani, in one slok Tika, he has given about more than 20 proofs of Srimad Bhagavatam and other books. authentic question.
You have mentioned in Raghavata Chandrika all these things.
Raghavata Chandrika, I have quoted all this and given in Hindi. So he is telling that Krishna Badhu here, only Naika, Premi, lover, not wife here. If there were husband and wife, then Rash could not be done there. Rash is not done by wives. Krishna has so many wives in Dwarka, but he has not done a single day Rash. So Rash cannot be done. It has been also told in Srimad Bhagavatam, when Rash after a Brahma night was ended, Krishna told them to go to their homes. And they returned to their husbands and they did not done any envy to them, their husbands, because they were seeing that their wives were with them. So, the mood of Sukadeva Goswami is to explain the gopis, not wives. So, Badhva means Krishna Premika only there. Gayam parite evata meva chaktu vireju. Parit mani vidyut.
Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt. Bolt. Thundering bolt. Parite evata meva chakre vireju. Meva chakra means Krishna when dancing, that is called Medha Chakra. So gopis were Tireju. There is so much blasphemy about Kya Tireju?
Shining.
In a Medha Chakra. And Krishna was shining in golden golden mala. Yeah, he Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given example of attaining Srimad Bhagavatam. Prakriti agaman kila jasya gopabadho. That is, Jiva Goswami has told it not by his own will, but he has written it for unqualified persons only. Because if Jiva Goswami is right and he is telling like so, very greatly, deeply, then the words of Srimad in Bhagavatam of Sukadeva, Bhishmadev will be in vain. Because when they were dancing in Rash, Bhishmadev is telling, then Gopabadhvaha, here Gopabadhvaha, if they were the husband of gopis, were wives of Krishna, why he had told Gopabadhvaha? Gopabadhvaha means here, then another wives of another gopis.
Not Krishna Bhattava, Gopabadhvaha.
Krishna Bhattava. So there is a difference between Gopabadhvaha and
Krishna Bhattava.
But there is no birod.
No contradiction.
Krishna Bhattava means Krishna Premika and Gopabadhvaha Krishna Premika. But Badhu of Krishna, or another goes. So Badhu word is not used only for wives. So he is telling that anyone should try to realize the meaning of Vaishnava Tosani or Jiva Goswami's person. He is telling only for unqualified person, not for qualified person. Thus today. Again, hand me income. How many days you are here in India?
I'm here in November 7th.
November 7th? Yes. Very near. Today is?
Saturday.
I will try to finish it. What is the time?
It's
11:50.
Sometime I dictated a letter that you put Maharaj, that's your card. And you referred to one devotee. He described his emotion as Garishta. Garishta. You understand? G-A-R-I. Now, my understanding is that means one who his emotions are not shown. That term means one whose his emotions are not very easily seen. So I want to know, how does that refer to someone who's advanced? Because in the English translation, it comes under a category which says hard heart. The hard.
Hard.
Hard. But it's referred to as an advanced devotee. Do you remember that letter?
Yeah. Letter.
He asked you one question.
I.
Satru Marj, he wrote to you.
Mm.
And then you dictated a letter to me.
Mm.
And there was one term, this was about 6 months ago,
mm.
which I couldn't understand.
Garishta.
Garishta.
In what subject I have written?
It was about Advaitacharya and the
eh?
The poem that Advaitacharya wrote.
Oh, Aul Kahila.
Yes.
Kahila Bahu.
And so you were describing background to that and saying, Advaitacharya himself, he was that?
And he had that bhav, Garishta, his ecstasy. It was under the category of like this, Garishta.
Well, he has told it to Vaishta had written that word?
They typed it wrong. They typed it Grihastha.
Huh?
He did not know the word, so he's. I got the word wrong, but Dhanadhar Maharaj has thought about it and think actually the word must be not Grihastha, but something else. And so Garishta.
But that even some
letter.
Show
the letter. Yeah.
But I want to tell that to.
You're describing the ecstasy as very high. And
that covering any mood, telling other things, but mood is to tell other things. Our hitta.
Hidden, concealed.
Concealed, hidden. Advaita Charya has brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had decided that he should come to this world and to taste Radha-bhava. Secondly, to give that Gopi-bhava, Manjari, Dasi, to qualified persons. Thirdly, secondly, first Radhaya Pranayamahina, secondly Anarpit Charimichira. These are prominent, first is Radha Bhav Aswadana. And to give Anarpit Charimichira is second. And two, not so important, but important. Kali Dharma Prachar, means Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma is Nam Sankirtan, to preach Yuga Dharma. But he has not decided that when he should come. In the end of Kali, beginning of Kali, or in the middle of Kali, when he has to come. But he was thinking, but not seriously, he will come, he should come. But when he will come, he had not decided. But in the meantime, Advaita Acharya, taking Tulsi, both sides, very soft, and in middle, soft manjari, getting to Krishna, lotus feet, at the Salyapran, thinking that he is Krishna. And Hari Bol, he was doing. If he will not come, I will destroy whole world. Yes, sir. So having heard this, the voice of Advaita Acharya, it came meant to into beyond the what? Kya hai?
Aroki
Nadi,
Birja Nadi,
Biraja, and went in Vaikuntha, and passing Vaikuntha, Ajuddha and Mathura, Dwarka, everything, went straight in the
ears
of Krishna. Krishna at once, he decided to go at once. So he came at once. Now the work was finished, giving Krishna. So he is telling that Bajare na bikaye chaul. Aul ka hai baul ke. Both are mad. Aul and baul. One mad is, greatest mad is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his servant Advaita Acharya is also mad. So mad is telling to mad in mad language. And that mad language is that anyone cannot understand this hidden meaning. Bajare na dikhe chao. Chawal here means praise. We have supplied so much rice that Krishna praying, you have supplied in each house that they have gathered so much, collected so much that no need, no demand, no demand at all. Our shops has been closed. No any customer is coming out. So no use of keeping the shops there. So this would be closed. Not the guy itself. So you should go and tell them. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard, he became so sad. And smelling him sad, sad, a man can laugh also in so much distress. But laughing is not laughing, that is weeping. He thought that now I will have to get this. Also come there and here. And I will have to end this. So they don't cry. And so to only some Tamada. And he became so great. And his whole policy was turned. And he began to weep always and always in case. He told to anyone, Saltamudar, he knew. And then some of the also knew this time. They all began to say.
After that,
we said, yes. 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 Yes.
प्राप्ति मात्र न खावा दे ना दही ना जगह ना
स्वजाति अमिश्रिता उन्निन्ये पूजिता सेन प्रियता साधु साधु तदेव ब्रह्म उन्निन्ये तस्य मानुष बहुआ रिमेम्बर दैट स्वजाति अभिमिश्रिता फियर अमिश्रिता स्वजाति देर आर 18 काइंड्स ऑफ राग रागिनी फॉर्मिंग 16,000 rags are prominent among lakhs and lakhs. These 16,000 has been created by gopis. Among them,
again Sharad and all others. Sharad, Rishabh, Gandhar, Madhyam, Pancham, Vaivat, Nishad, these seven, and Saregama Padanisha, these seven are most prominent. Here, Sharad is Mayur, from Mayur. Rishabh from Chatak. Chatak, you know? A bird. He kept the water of Swati Nakshatra, Chata. And then Gandhar Chhat. This is Chhat. Both. And Gandhar Madhyam Prancha. Pranch Pakshi. Pranch who? The Bahariya is
Hunter.
Hunter so. This conch in Ramayana. When Valmiki was taking bath, conch were both male and female. Talking very intimately. And they were hunted by the
hunter.
And the ones fellow. Followed him with rod. And at once he told, Ma Nishadha,
Tamagama
Sama, Rama Sastha Tenshi Sama.
Jatam Chancha
Mithunena Ekam Vadhi Kamam. And he became so surprised that how this melodious tone came in. And I was impressed by this. I know that this is not Atma. I am soul, and by killing by his body, I should not wonder. I know this. Lakhs and lakhs of persons are dying and leaving their body. Their soul is permanent, perpetual. Why I should lament for
me?
And again, how beautiful this melodious tone came in me. And this is called Konsan.
Anustu.
It can be song, and it can be singing. The man can dance on this. Instrument can trade on this opinion. Why is that? In the meantime, Brahma came. He told that it had come by my mercy. In exclamation you had told this. Now, more than explanation, your realization towards Ram. And he should do all epic Ramayana, all Ram Katha in this Anushtupcha. So that it can be sing, it should be played, natak,
drama,
drama and then it has not come out. One to see that thing, seen by Brahma, by Ram himself. If I'm inspired in him to explain and to write Ramakatha in Sanskrit. So this is Krancha and Pancham Koki. And Haivata Bhe
from
Tatta in like oh like this. That is not pious?
No.
So like this. And happy.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare.
This is Madhava, right? Oh. Does like a sound. Very force in the beginning and after just. So this is called Madhava. This is Nisha. All coming from birds and animals. So, Rishab, Gandhara, Madhyam, Pancham, Bhaivat, Nisha. Mayur, Chatak, Chhat, Kaunch, Koki, Dhek, Matham. Now, these have come from these all animals and birds, are certainly from gopis, Radhika and all others. From where the Radharani has come? From them. But it seems from them. So, new discoverers, like Newton, he discovered what? At first there was no this thing. It was. So Newton is not, but Krishna, from Krishna everything. So this Radharani has come from the master of Krishna.
Who is the master of Krishna?
So it has come from Gopi and Srimati Gandhi. Krishna was singing with them, Amishtita. All gopis with Krishna were singing like you do aarti, Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajan. I mark that one lady is singing so loud, no? And Swamiji is covered by that, no? Swamiji is also singing, no? He is not singing. All are so many persons are singing. If he will silently and what mentally hear, we will see that there are so many sounds, not one sound, all are bringing in mixture. But if we will distinguish whose melody is this, whose melody? So that, who is that lady who is singing in so loudly? In very mota. Mota means? Mota
swara.
Loud.
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 High.
High.
No, no, no.
Mota
that is
high. Big.
Big.
This is called the... No?
High. High.
What makes it? Krishna sounds is something thick than gopi. And in gopis, pancham, saptam, more than that, all are with one. But it can be distinguished if a man is praveen. Praveen means?
Expert
in all the things. He will distinguish whose rag is this, who is rag, who is this. So it is misrita.
Mixed.
All are singing. Any kirtan. But Krishna sound is different from one gopi, second gopi, third gopi and fourth gopi and all of singing mix, but all are different. Mm-hmm. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it is Swarjati, one song, one melody, but yet so many persons, so many gopis and Krishna are singing. A qualified means a
expert
person can distinguish whose swar is this, whose swar is this. Follow?
Mm-hmm.
Especially two sakhis are there, Lalita and Vishakha. When Krishna is also singing, and Vishakha and all others singing, but when Vishakha was prominent son, mixing with Krishna, Unin ne Vishakha sang somewhat more loudly and in very thin but tone, saptam astam now. So it was saying that Krishna is seen very, very thin than mighty, so much sweet than mighty. So he told Sadhu Sadhu. But when Lalita with Krishna and all gopis, but Lalita here, Uninne, prominent, in Dhruva. Dhruva, you know, there are two kinds of Dhruva. One Dhruva, and in Dhruva, some words singing repeated. Radhe jaya jaya ma bhavadai. Radhe jaya jaya ma bhavadai. Gokula taruni mandala mahite. Radhe jaya jaya ma bhavadai. This is called Dhruva. So Krishna and gopis all are singing. But in the meantime, this gopi, second gopi, Lalita, Uninne, more than all gopis here, she covered the tune of Vishakha also, Krishna also, and went further. So melody and so dhruva, that Krishna manancha bahu ada. He gave man, no? And bahu adat. But bahu manam dadat means, understand? Bahu manam mane so much man prasadam ke sadhu 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 so many times. And what he gave to Vishakha, this sadhu sadhu, and to Lalita, more than 2, 3, 4 times. With playing so. With Vishakha, no, like that. But here, taking sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And with hands and this also. Or bahu adata, he took off his
neck.
And that. Tagma. Tagma means?
Pendant.
Locket. Locket. Golden locket. So much priya to Krishna. When the gopis used to see, they are trying to reflect the neck of Bahuadar, so many things. But
rings.
Not yet, but she took her hand.
Put in the
He has there his any flowers, anything, ornament. get his mala kiti. Patmala. Red.
Gunja mala.
Gunja mala. And get it in the breast of Ravita. She becomes so pleased. So manam, manam cha bahu adat, atata bahu manam cha adat, both things. Bahu means very man. Or honor. Man mane honor. He honored so much. Or he gave man on an honor and so many things. Rings, heart,
necklace,
and now we come to 10.
Some questions there. In our purport it says that Sri Radha was not singing.
Radha was after this Radha. No, Sri Radha also sings. No? What will he give? She went further than Lalita. He is master of all. And she did so much good more than all these things that Krishna began to. And what should I give? So I should give my heart. And that is why he began to give his heart by. Did not give to any other. And that is why she became tired, Srimati Radha. She was so much pleased. But yet, she became Swadhin Bhaktrika, that she has given more man, than others. And she had something. Tired. Then what she did? He'll tell you in the next question. Kartik Rasa Parishanta Paswasthasya Gadabhuta Jagra Bhavana Skandam Sulak Balaya Mallika. Kathir. Here he has told about two, Lalita Visakha. No, but not of prominent group. Here he is telling about that. In Rasa she became, by doing so much loudly kirtan and dancing and having the so much honored by Krishna, she became Swadhin Bhaktrika. I will learn dance because I am so much tired. Why? Why she did it? That Krishna will
message
myself Bhakti. And I should sing Bhakti in you because she is Swadhin Bhaktrika. At that time everything goes up. But Bhakti.
Intelligent discrimination.
Everything goes away in that mark. And she does nothing but to do. What not to do, she will try to do. But not to do. She can sit on
neck of shoulders.
Shoulders of Krishna. She can give her life to the head of Krishna, she will order him to do this. So, kvachit mane anyone, mane Srimati Radhika. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has told, and also
Jivasanti.
Kvachit Ras Parishanta, doing Ras. Ras means dancing and singing. So fabulous praise. She became Shanta. But it is going to slow. men. It has told that, it has been told that they were singing so loudly, dancing so rapidly, so fast, sweet, so quick. But Krishna was touching them here and there, so that they were not tired. Because that this thing was powered by touching Krishna, having touched by Krishna. So they never
tired.
But he is tired by studying. That's it. Not by being Parishram. Parishram and dancing and all this. Only Swadhin. They can say that I am so. Jambhai will come. Jambhai, you know?
No.
This kind of all this thing. She was very near to Krishna, Parshva. Not in right, but in left. And in middle, she was. Where in the Parshva of Gadavrita. Parshva, you know, by the side of, left side of which, not right. Whether he has not returned here. But we know that she is only in left side of Parshva. So, to whom? Whom left side? Gadavrita. What is the meaning of Gadavrita? Those who have what?
Club.
Club.
Club. Like bean. Like Dharasandha. Dursasandha. No? No. What is the use of club in Ras? No use of. Here Gadavrita. There are so many things. Jiva Goswami is telling Gada, not a Vrindadhi Patyu Uchita. Krishna is supreme in that Ras. Prominent, most prominent in Ras. And he is Adhipati of Nata, Vrinda. Adhipati means he is the president of all Nata, those who are dancing. They are dancing as Gopi. So, among them who is substitute Shrestha?
Best
of and who is the supreme among them? Is Krishna. So, Uchitan, in Ras he is dancing, and he is so much vidagdha. He is lali. At that time, Gada is not needed. So, a stick like Gada, of flowers. A flower stick, very beautiful, very fragrant, very sweet, and these are hammering on that. That is stick, which he is telling, which is useful in dance for Krishna. Vrita means to hold. The Gadavrita means that is stick, who holds that is stick. In dancing, or Gadati, Gadati means speaks, sings. Here Gadati means sings, sir. Sings the words, melodious words. by that thing, by what thing he Krishna sings his own melody, Bansi, by flute. So melodious tones are coming, words are coming, clean, ear tones, means O Radhike, O Lalite, O Vishake, O Chitre, Champatulate, all by that. Everyone is hearing that Krishna is calling. Only he is calling. So from whom this verse is melody is coming? That is Gada. Gada. Mane singing. So Gada means here, Gadati, mane sings, that is Bansi. And Vita, those who have hold this Bansi. So Gada. Here, to hold, not only hold, to be bhakti. Bhakti means here, to hold also, and to support and nourish. What Bansi is? Adharamrita of Krishna. By his Adharamrita, he nourishes Bansi. And by this, Krishna makes Bansi so qualified that every world wonders, all gopis and everything. So that thing is held by Krishna, that is Gada. Your sweet song and sees your face so lovely, attractive, more than moon. Everyone who hears and sees becomes opposite to their
nature.
Tree begins to move. Stones, so hard, begins to melt. Rivers to stop. The sky to cry and weep and drink their waters. Kiran, dear, the dear calm person melts and man, but they sing and like they become
Jangam.
And Uva will become
Uva.
What to tell us? So these are by the nature of singing, song, and saying by the taste of. So here, Gada means Gita Alapam. To sing loudly and with Alap. Alap means, you know, Alap, going up and coming down. It attracts everyone. And so Karun, that's it. If it is going on, it seems that our heart is anyone taking. Like the coming in the sky, down, up, like so. So this is called Gada. This is called Gada. Especially, two sakhis, Lalita and Vishakha, are singing in so melodious and better and best melody. And Krishna is telling, so good, so good, so good, sadhu, sadhu, and giving his necklace and by this singing, by these words of song, she, the he is qualified to give honor to them. He has knowledge to give that honor to them who are qualified. This is called love. Once more, what do you understand? By words of song, Krishna honors them more and more and more because he is qualified to give honor to them. He has knowledge to give. And he is so expert in singing and dancing all. And that is why he is giving ample honor to the qualified person. In one kind to Vishakha, another kind to Vishnu. And what he gave to her, he will come. So he is qualified. This is called brother. This qualification is brother. Having this qualification is brother. What are brother? कहते हैं कृष्णा यहाँ पर गद माने गदाधर है गदाधरी का गदाधर गदाधरी धारण करते हैं कृष्ण क्या धारण करते हैं पहले में हुआ बंसी
लकुटी
इसके बाद में बंसी अब ये फट बतला है वो मूल योग्यता जो कृष्ण ऐसे जानते हैं कि कैसे किसको सम्मान देना चाहिए जो जितना ही गुणी है जितना भी गुणी हो उसको उसके योग्यता के आधार ज्ञान क्वालिटी टू गिव ऑनर अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर क्वालिटी सो कृष्ण बिकॉज भी So there are three. So Gadadhrita, there is three words meaning here Gadadhrita. It seems that he is so Rasika and he can satisfy Rasika. Jagrah, Bhavna, Skandam, Sat, Bharayam, Jagrah, one, who is so much tired, not tired here, by Swatri Bhaktikati was tired, she was tired. She was just standing in the left side of the Krishna in the middle of all gopis. And it seems that she is supreme of all. She is Jagrah Bhavna. She holds Krishna. The soldier was so frightened, so beautiful, having here Balash. Of Mallika, huh? Garment? Dress, Have you taken food here?
Mango.
Yes? How breaking?
Yes, right.
There will be one will come to go to village and village.
Not
of you, just to let me, and thus that if you leave your hands, so that this is not mine. If you do like this, you will let go. And if you do like so, come inside. So Vilamana is Prasma. So your word is Prasma. Prasma Paraya Mandita.
Especially second and third, and
These are very helpful in our bhakti practice. And after that, Guru and Gauranga will arrange how to inspire you. We should leave this thing on Krishna. When they will see that it is a good field, now to give some earn what? Seed, grain. This, by this way. Always we should try to far away. Avish.
Being in the mood.
That is called the firing idol. That when we chanting, we are in sleep also. Remembering all these things. And in sleep also we are seeing all these things. As Sarva Goswami died, or it used to be. But when it will come, day and night, nothing will be for remember. Only Krishna. But we cannot do, we have to preach also, to manage also, all these things. So when they will be going gradually, but one day, for this happening also, having this, we have to do that. Tadakshana, certainly. Otherwise, we cannot progress. So try to have avesh, not avesh in worldly, all these things. This, but do that. That is sadhana.
I want a very beautiful wife. I want so much wealth. I want reputation. I want any worldly thing. No? I want swarga. I want Vaikuntha. I want to be a king of Dwarka. I want to serve Rukmini and Satyabhama. I want to be a Sakha. This is come. I want to be the mother and father of Krishna. All these are come. Especially the lust of this world is come. But the come of Gopi, the lust of Gopi, the come of Gopi, is called praying and that is calm. Being in Kamban, taking the dust of Kamban, that calmness to the Palladasi, to be a Palladasi of Srimati Radhika, this calm is fulfilled. But I know that in this world there are few persons, only one or two, that they know this way. They want to fulfill the desire of what is things and all.
Maharaj,
बहुत से लोगों को मालूम भी है, तो भी उसका अनुसरण नहीं
करते. नहीं, हम लोग
उसमें
कुछ नहीं करते. तो उनका अधिकार नहीं. She says Krishna's flute is bedecked with Indra Nila gems.
What are Indra Nila gems?
Indra Nila
gems. What are
gem?
They? gems on Krishna's flute.
In the nail mask, there is the money. Money janti hai? Money means jewel. More precious than gold and hira ko kya kahte hai?
Diamond.
Diamond. This flute is made of that thing.
The fruit is made of Indranil.
Saath lene do humko.
Indranil. Indranil ratna ki bani hai.
Hai?
Ye ratna ki bani hai. Baansuri.
Ye nirnay karna bada kathin hai.
Baansi hai.
Ye ne?
She wants to know what rasika means.
Rasi?
She's asking.
I will not tell. At once you will be mad. I will not tell.
She'll be very disappointed. She leaves you, don't tell her.
You want to be Rasi?
One time I sent you something and you said I was Rasi. So I want to know what it means.
I fear that you should be mad. And you will not leave Vrindavan like a beggar street here. Some rush to you in Los Angeles. Ye jati hai hindi. See this boy.
Jana Das wanted to see you, one Mataji, and she was asking you about a story that she heard about some Kishima by Obia come lady named Kishima. And it was by OBL Kapoor, and you told her that he was Sahajya, and these stories are not in our line. So now he has come out with a book, and this book is already becoming very popular in our ISKCON temple. And I wonder if you could...
It is OBL Kapoor.
Yes. If you could say some words about it, because it's becoming very popular in our temple.
Because they are not in the line of Prabhupada. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati is Prabhupada. That is why they are reading all this. They don't know him. I know him. He was that first initiated by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. That time he left that guru and he became Shishya of Sahaja. So now he is not in line of Prabhupada. So we don't touch all that.
Even while Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur was present, he left him?
I don't know when he left, but if your Prabhupada has gone, you should left him.
In what way is he Sahajya?
I don't know Sahajya, but I know that he is Gurujya. Sahajya is far better than Gurujya. Why he left Prabhupada? You are in line of Prabhupada, but this is not the
idea. Also, this is a photograph.
He goes on the story. He passes his own story. We don't tell he passes his own story. If the story is based on Siddhant and it should be best. And it should be in the line of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Srila Jiva Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, Srinath Das Goswami. Or Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur has not taken the name of all these persons about whom he has written. Anybody has known Guru Parampara and Guru Parampara. And he is touching on only Babaji. He is not telling about Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Prabhupada.
It's not bona fide to worship just the feet. It must be a full body. Also, the same person gave me this picture, which is Radharani from Radha Krishna at Radha Kund. and she's supposed to be dressed up as Subal. Is this bona fide? And if it is, can you tell us something about it? It's on Gopashtami. It's not bona fide?
I'm not telling bona fide art.
What will you tell? Can you tell something?
We have all these things in our heart. Radhika is so
beautiful. This is how they have it on the altar.
What is it?
It's the same, Radha and Krishna at Radha Kund.
He's trying to worship Radha and Krishna here. Not like photographing
and all. Don't take him out. So the people who dressed him in this way, they did not do proper by making it outward?
I don't want to come out.
Okay. One of your initiated disciples told me a few days ago that you told her to give her anarthas, lust, and anger to you. So I have two questions. One, can you shift?
Who is she?
Kundavidya.
So, the persons, the devotees, who are anger, who have anger, lust, and devotees. I used to say that you should give me. I will permit it. Not to having me.
Right.
Only to permit it.
How do we give it to you though? I mean, because we're your Shiksha disciples and we want...
So, Bali helped me. Then it becomes Nishtha. When a man comes out of the Nishtha, also there are some things. There are so many anarchs. I will tell it another day.
Can you say...
Tomorrow.
No question.
What question?
You said when Shuddha Sattva comes in the heart, then all the anarthas go. So how will Shuddha Sattva come when there are still anarthas?
By serving Krishna and his associate, always hearing, always chanting. We should not give any time to that. Maya will enter in us. We should always try.
When you're giving class in Hindi and we don't understand,
try to understand after some time.
So we should
come
just sit and listen.
And those who are hearing all these things, you should go to them and try to take from them also, because they have not so much time. You can come for a little time to me. I'll have to chant, I'll have to give classes and do the things.
You did. You were saying how the anarthas can go away quickly if we're serving Vaishnavas and we're hearing Hari Katha. But what if, when you're in the association of a pure devotee, it is easy to have enthusiasm for bhakti. But then, when we go back to the West, we will find ourselves in not so good association, not association as strong as this. So how will we become strong on our own if we're so conditioned ourselves?
Like Bhaktivedanta Vasiswami Maharaj Prabhupada has teaches all these things in Western countries, you should try to adopt. Because you'll have to go in Eastern countries shortly, but try to come time to time. Letters should come and go, and try to develop chanting and reading and all these things. It is certainly, it is a problem in the Western country, not like India. Not in another part, but only you are having this thing in no deep and clear mind. that is helpful. Only in Navadvip and here. Not in India too. If we go out of Vrindavan and Mathura and Navadvip, we will see like Western country. More than Western country. You should pray to Krishna and Gurudev and Vaishnava. They will give some power that you can. With books and the theory of Vaishnavas and chanting her name, reading, you should get that. Problem will come, but you should try to solve and try to give yourself to the feet of Krishna.
You said that...
I'll have to give some time for them also.
You said that the heart disease of material desires will go away by chanting, hearing, roaming through Vrindavan, rolling in the dust.
Like Prahlad Maharaj, what Prahlad Maharaj has done, you should try to follow Prahlad Maharaj, Narad, and especially Rup, Sanatan, Raghunath Das Goswami. You should try to follow. Our Guru Varga, Acharya, like Srila Prabhupada, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, our Gurudev, and all this tribe.
We see so many devotees who got the holy name from Prabhupada, who are doing these things, chanting, still
you
these desires don't go away.
The only devotees who are following actually Prabhupada, don't see here and there. Try to follow. Yeah. Just Vaishnava, not other.
When we chant, sometimes our mind, we chant by with enthusiasm, with sometimes our mind is going here and there, but we are chanting, the tongue is going up. Do you think that the same potency comes within the heart?
नहीं उसे नहीं
होगा लेकिन थोड़ा बहुत तो पोटेंस है.
एक लड़का बिना मास्टर के और ऐसे ऐसे केवल लिख रहा है, वो हजार वर्ष से लिखता रहेगा तभी नहीं आएगा.
लेकिन मास्टर किसी के पास अगर है तो
हाँ तब होगा. मास्टर जैसा कर रहा है वैसा ठीक चले. और मास्टर मास्टर होना चाहिए, नकली नहीं होना चाहिए. होगा आज भोजन जी को कष्ट क्यों दिया?
स्वाभाविक स्थिति में नहीं, नॉट नेचुरल स्टेट. वो पेट के साथ में कहता है कि है कृष्ण भगवान, या हसी मजाक में वो खाते हैं कि कृष्ण भगवान कहाँ है.
मजाक का नहीं, जो
मजाक मजाक जानती है
या जो की
और दुख में भी करती
है. Why would sadness bring out a mentality that Krishna is Bhagavan?
But it is the mentality of sorrow, separation. In separation, a man becomes mad. And in madness, anything is like no control of words and mentality.
Do I
have it? I have to go to class.
And the Sri Sri Damodarastikam, your Guru Maharaj comments on this? He says that...
our Guru Maharaj.
Your Guru Maharaj.
You have done? Who has done?
Dr. Rasuta in America.
I gave you one. Last
year she gave
you. I gave
you.
I want to publish it.
Yes.
You have one.
Huh?
I gave you copy.
This copy?
Yes.
I may publish it?
We can give you another copy.
Yes. Thank you. To ask about this?
Yes, I want to ask a question. He says that direct vision of the Lord... You can only get direct vision of the Lord by Nam Sankirtan. You can only have direct vision of the Lord by performing non-sankirtan, by no other process.
You can only get perfection by Harinam Sankirtan.
By Sadhu Sangha. Yes. The guidance of Sadhu, the real Sadhu, Guru Vaishnava, and chanting, that chanting.
No other process will give you the direct vision of the Lord.
Yeah. No other process gives the direct vision of the Lord.
Chanting here, both, it will be.
Also, he mentions that Mother Yashoda saw the universal form of Krishna two times. I know of one time when she's looking in his mouth for dirt. Do you know the other time?
Other time when Gandhi, so much little child of Manitri 4 months, he was giving milk to Krishna. And she was showing beautiful face of Krishna. At the same time, Krishna did like.
And he became nervous and called his man and called that you are Lord. I saw my mouth,
my mother,
Devyan Vasudev, four-handed, not visible, only four-handed. And they become nervous and they use
the
But see, two times I saw all world and everything by my mouth. But the Sota Mahatma could not understand that I am Brahma Parama. He was thinking that a new ghost had come here. Am I seeing dreams or what had come? But he could not see that he is Brahma Parama Bhagavan. He could not hold his hand. He took cow dung and cow urine, mixed it and make mark of this.
To get rid of the ghost.
Thank you. I cannot speak well English, but in order to learn English, I can speak. So,